Welcome into the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Rapine. It is great to be with you on a Thursday. We are 72 hours away, less than that now, from Bengals football. And boy, oh boy, I'll be honest, I can't wait. On Twitter, at James Rapine, at Locked On Bengals. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, the iHeartRadio app, and LockedOnBengals.com, where every single podcast is posted, including yesterday's conversation with John Ross. If you want to hear from Colts head coach Frank Reich, well, he talked on yesterday's show as well, plus Tyler Eifert on mullets, his hair, and so much more. It's great to be with you today. Coming up in about 6 minutes, 7 minutes, I'm going to offer you some NFL season predictions. A couple bold predictions, a couple of award predictions, things like that. And then tomorrow we'll go into full-blown prediction mode for Bengals-Colts this Sunday. But I want to start with today, where the Bengals are at today. And the one thing that I think stands out the most when I look at this Bengals team is obviously what they've done in the offseason to improve the offensive line. And something that stood out to me during Marvin Lewis's press conference yesterday was his thoughts on Alex Redmond. Here's Marvin talking about starting right guard Alex Redmond.
Well, I think he's had a the one thing he has shown a consistency, it is physicality. I think that's important. I think he's shown a steadiness, an understanding of what the things they're trying to teach up front, that we were teaching up front. I think he's had a comfort and a steadiness of that. I think he's continued to grow. You see a maturation of his whole personality that way. And, you know, his physical upside is tremendous that way. And then we just now got to fine tune the little things that he may have struggled with from time to time.
Early on in his career and practices, it just seemed like inevitable he would be in some sort of pushing and shoving or something afterwards. Is that something you felt you had? Did you try to rein that in, or do you embrace it? How do you?
No, this isn't WWF.
Yeah. Is that something where you have a talk, or are you just?
We've had talks.
talks. Many talks over the last few years.
Many talks. Had a couple talks this year. I was ready.
When did it seem to begin to sink in?
Well, I think if you don't play, it sinks in very quickly. That's the point. You know what I mean? These guys are here to, they want an opportunity to play, and you can't play when that's getting in the way.
He was pretty candid about he thought he blew his chance with those two early penalties at Buffalo. What did you see from him after that, the way he came back from that?
I think he settled down and played. You know, we put him back in there. He took him out for the bit and put him back in the next series. And which is what, you know, I asked him to do. And, you know, sometimes you just have to stand and watch, and then you can figure it out. But it's important to him. You know, Alex has grown more than any player in this building as a person, and it's great. You know, the staff here and many, many involved have done a great job with Alex, and he's very appreciative of that, and which is it's a great story.
His issue is correctable. He has to correct it, right? I mean,
that's right.
Nobody else that can correct it.
Correct. That's correct.
Maybe kind of what I was going to ask, how do you rein that in without losing some of that edge? Is that just something he has to figure out?
Well, it's okay to have an edge. We want to have an edge, you know.
Right.
And I can't say some of the things I used to say because then I get letters. And for donations, actually. He is by nature, he is just a physical person. If I were to go down an alley, I'm the first person I'm going to find in that locker room to take with me. No doubt about it. And that's what you would want, you know, because, you know, he's going to go down with you and he's going to go down swinging. So we just got to go within the framework of what we're asking him to do technically. And I think, you know, he's embraced, you know, the great thing is Coach Pollard came in here with sight unseen, with just an open, fresh mind. So all these young guys got a fresh start, an open book. And so they got an opportunity to earn his trust and to further their cause by doing it his way, the right way, and seeing it pay off.
That's Marvin Lewis on Alex Redmond. And to me, and I know that was about 4 minutes, that was Marvin Lewis yesterday, interacting with members of the Bengals media, I think that's really good to hear. And I get it. He had some penalties in preseason game number 3. But the fact that they've seen him change, they've seen him work, and he came in phenomenal shape, I thought, Alex Redmond. Haven't talked to him on the podcast yet this year. But if this team is going to get where it needs to go, agree or disagree, the offensive line needs some nastiness to it. The offensive line needs some guys that are going to say, you know what, I don't give a damn about Cam Hayward over there in Pittsburgh or whoever else that I have to hit and run through. I'm going to do it. And we're going to be the aggressors. And I think that that's very big, that that mentality is exactly what Frank Pollock wants. It's exactly what this Bengals team has lacked. And it's something that, honestly, if you're looking for this team to be as good as you're hoping it to, is going to be, then it's going to be one of those things where Alex Redmond and other guys on this team, they're the aggressor. I thought this quote was very interesting. Catherine Terrell of ESPN.com covers the Bengals. She said, Alex Redmond was asked if coaches ever tried to rein in his personality. And he said, quote, my new offensive line coach absolutely loves it. He loves everything about the physicality. I've had other coaches in the past tell me to be something I wasn't. They're gone now, thankfully. So, yeah, I think that that speaks volumes. The fact that a player was willing to say, yeah, they're gone now, thankfully. Assuming that's Paul Alexander, former offensive line coach. That demeanor, that aggression, not everyone's going to do that. Not everyone's going to bring that, right? Andy Dalton isn't going to be this aggressive, physical guy. We don't need John Ross initiating contact after he catches the ball. But having a guy like that on the right side, especially with the uncertainty of right tackle, that's just going to be aggressive and angry. I think that that is very valuable. So it's good to hear, I think, going into this weekend and going into the season, if you're a Bengals fan. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Good stuff from Marvin Lewis, by the way. He doesn't always say good stuff. He did there. Good stuff from him on Alex Redmond. Up next, some predictions for what the season is going to bring, not only for the Bengals, but across the league. Speaking of the league, are you going to bet tonight? It's Philadelphia Eagles. It's Atlanta Falcons. And then you got the whole NFL schedule this weekend where it's just a bunch of games on games on games on games. Well, who you're betting on just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I'll always tell you guys to bet with my bookie. They're the best bet this season. Lay down some cash and win big today. I would only recommend something if I used it. I've used it. I'm using it this week. I will use it throughout the football season. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game betting, live game betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, I'm one of them. You can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Join now. MyBookie's going to match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid with MyBookie. All right, let's dive into it here. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Season predictions for the NFL. Boy, oh boy, do I have some, I think they will be considered surprises. And, It's one of those things where it's not going to be the same. There's going to be different playoff teams every year. And I have a couple that made it deep into the playoffs, not making it this year. Let's cue the music. Little NFL on CBS theme. And let's start with the NFC, which I think the NFC is stacked. It's packed. It is loaded. It is great. And let's start with who I think is going to win the conference. The Los Angeles Rams. They have the best roster in the league. Don't fight me on that. Don't argue. They have the best roster in the league, a great blend of an offensive-minded head coach, young quarterback, dynamic running back, great offensive line, plenty of dynamic weapons, including Brandon Cooks, Cooper Kupp, who can be that reliable slot wide receiver. And then you got a guy like Robert Woods, who's very under the radar. That defense, Ndamukong Suh, Aaron Donald, Marcus Peters on one end, Aqib Talib on the other. Call me crazy if you want to. I got the Rams first in the NFC, followed by the Green Bay Packers. I think the Packers are going to roll this year. I love what they did in the draft. They got a couple young wide receivers I really like. They got a couple young corners that, heck, one in Jackson from Iowa, I thought the Bengals might consider in round one. Jaire Alexander out of Louisville as well. Those guys stand out to me. I think that the Packers roll and get rolling, and Aaron Rodgers comes back and has a big season. Then I got the Vikings. The Vikings will be there. And these aren't in order, actually, because if they were in order, the Vikings, well, they wouldn't have won the division. So I guess in order, I would go Saints here. I think the Saints were the best team in the NFL top to bottom last year as far as rosters go. So they're going to win the AFC South. Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram. And here's a name to watch out for. I had a really good preseason. Joe Goodberry told me to stay, keep my eye on him during draft season. Boston Scott. So Boston Scott, he's a running back. Deep leagues, if you're in a really, really deep league, may consider drafting him. But he's a guy, as the music ends and starts over, that could be a prime for some big games in New Orleans, especially with Mark Ingram out. So I got the Saints third. Fourth, I got the Giants. The Giants are going to win the NFC East. I love what they did this offseason. They have a dynamic running back. They have a really, really good slot wide receiver in Sterling Shepard. They upgraded the left tackle position. Eli Manning still capable. Not great, but capable. They added an offensive head coach in Pat Shurmur, who's going to be, I think he's going to be NFL head coach of the year. Oh, and by the way, they got Odell Beckham Jr. back, who's one of the best weapons in the game. People forget. Oh, how often people forget. So they're going to get the fourth seed and win the NFC East. The only NFC East team I have in the playoffs. No Eagles. Up next, I have the Falcons. I think the Falcons are poised to make a deep playoff run. They get edged in the tough NFC South, but they make it with the wild card. Obviously, we know all about Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, those running backs. Wouldn't be shocked to see Atlanta make it 2 out of 3 Super Bowl runs, as they were there a couple years ago. I could see it again this season. And then sixth, I got the Minnesota Vikings. And it's mostly because the NFC is just so tough. I mean, you might be the sixth seed in the NFC and win 10 games. I mean, I could even see 11 games and be that wild card. So the Vikings, I have them in there. So again, Rams, Packers, Vikings, Giants, Saints, Falcons. That's in no particular order. Let's go to the AFC, where the AFC is weak. It's the exact opposite of the NFC. The Patriots are going to finish first. I still have the Steelers second, even though the Le'Veon Bell stuff is certainly interesting. The Chiefs, it's one of my bold predictions. The Chiefs are going to be much better this year than they were last year with Alex Smith. They're going to take risks. Pat Mahomes is going to sling it. He's going to throw his fair share of interceptions. They're also going to be dynamic with players like Sammy Watkins and Tyreek Hill. This is the type of offense, as the music stopped. There we go. They're going to be very dynamic. I mean, you're talking about Tyreek Hill on one side, Sammy Watkins on the other, Travis Kelce, and then at running back, Kareem Hunt, who's very good, a threat in the pass game as well as the run game. Pat Mahomes now, he can run too and throw it 70 yards easy. That's going to be a fun team to watch, and you have a great offensive mind in Andy Reid leading the charge there. Then I got the Texans. I think the Texans are winning that division. Oh, yes, I do. And these are in order, by the way. Patriots, Steelers, Chiefs, Texans. I love it. Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt's back. Jadeveon Clowney's back. I think that, Hopkins and Will Fuller, they're a good 1-2 punch. They remind me of what I envision A.J. Green and John Ross being. So the Texans, the fourth seed. The fifth seed, let's go back out to Los Angeles, where the Chargers, Phillip Rivers, Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram. On offense, Keenan Allen, who's probably the most underrated wide receiver, especially if you don't play fantasy football in the NFL today. I like Mike Williams getting some jump balls for old man Phillip, as all three quarterbacks, the top quarterbacks drafted in the 04 class, I have all three making the playoffs with the Steelers, the Chargers, and the Giants. And finally, the Bengals. Oh, yeah, I got the Bengals in there. 9-7. Mark it down. Now they're going to squeak in 9-7 in the weak AFC. They will, it'll be tough for them. I mean, they would play the Chiefs in this scenario on the road at Arrowhead. I don't like them in that matchup, at least as of now. That being said, I think the Bengals, they're just too good to not make it right now. I get it. They have some flaws. Cornerback depth flaw. Is that really a huge concern, though? Like, if you're worried about fourth, fifth, sixth corners, that's pretty good. As Mo Egger described today on our show on Cincy 360, noon to 1 every day on ESPN 1530, that's pretty good if you're worried about the fourth corner. I get it. The right side of the offensive line is worrisome. I have a feeling Alex Redmond is going to come around. I have a feeling these guys are going to come together a bit. The running game will be better than we've seen in the preseason. I don't think it'll necessarily be good, but they have too many weapons. I think they're going to score a bunch of points and get after the passer. The Bengals, sixth. Then quickly, I'll get into some major awards in the NFL. Or I'll wrap up the AFC. Patriots, Steelers, Chiefs, Texans, Chargers, Bengals are my playoff teams in the AFC. Feel free to make fun of me when these, or if these, predictions are wrong. Major awards, Tom Brady's winning the MVP because he's throwing to Gronk, Chris Hogan, and a bunch of janitors in New England. I've seen a lot of Aaron Rodgers MVP. I get it. Totally do. He's got actual pieces. Brady's throwing to a dumpster, and he's going to somehow come out with 12 wins this season. Odell Beckham Jr. going to win Comeback Player of the Year following that leg injury from last season. Pat Shurmur is your Offensive Coach of the Year. Sam Darnold, the Offensive Rookie of the Year, as the Jets go 8-8 and look like they're going to be a playoff team next year with the young rookie quarterback who's been impressive so far. And Defensive Rookie of the Year, a guy I think the Bengals would have drafted had he been there, safety Derwin James of the Chargers. I think he'll make some big plays down the stretch for the Chargers to help them get into the playoffs. And then let's get into a couple bold predictions. And you might have noticed these, you might have not, but I'm going to point them out here on the Locked On Bengals podcast just for you. First one, well, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to win more games than they did last year, even though they had Alex Smith, a Pro Bowl quarterback. They're going to win 11 or 12 games and win the division. My second bold prediction is that the defending Super Bowl champions aren't making the playoffs. They're not. There's injuries to Carson Wentz, injuries to Alshon Jeffrey. It's a very tough conference. Giants, Cowboys, I think both better. I think 8-8 is about right for the Eagles this season. They're going to take a step back. And even if they make the playoffs, I do not expect a deep playoff run. Nick Foles cannot keep things going. I'm going to be honest. He cannot do it. Nick Foles is Nick Foles for a reason. And then just looking here, speaking of Nick Foles is Nick Foles for a reason, Blake Bortles isn't making the playoffs again. Let's shut this down right now. The Jacksonville Jaguars, you can talk all you want, Jalen Ramsey. You know who's throwing the football on your team? It's Blake Bortles. That offense is going to suffer. Marquise Lee already went down with an injury. They're going to be relying on Leonard Fournette way too damn much. I get it. If you pay attention to fantasy, it's like Keelan Cole and D.D. Westbrook. Sounds great. You're going 8-8. Sounds great, Jags. 8-8. That's what's happening this year. They went 10-6 last year. Can we stop acting like they were world beaters? They went 10-6 in a conference that had no Andrew Luck. Deshaun Watson got injured. Or in a division. No Andrew Luck. Deshaun Watson got injured. The Titans were awful and somehow still made the playoffs. No chance. The Jaguars not making the playoffs this year. You can put that one, book it, write that one down. I feel very confident in saying that. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. We can pot down the music now. That's how I view it. That's how I view it, all things considered. I think if you're looking at Bengals for potential comeback player of the year, Andy Dalton could certainly be in that mix. I think Andy Dalton has a big week one this week against the Indianapolis Colts. I think AJ Green does as well. I'm James Erpine. Thanks for listening today on the Locked On Bengals podcast. Tomorrow you're going to hear Carlos Dunlap discuss Andrew Luck. We're going to preview all things Indianapolis Colts. I appreciate you guys for listening today. A quick reminder, if you're going to subscribe to The Athletic, there's one spot to do it. You go to theathletic.com/lockedonbengals and you're going to get 40% off. Don't pay full price for that good quality content that they offer, because they offer really damn good content. Joe Goodberry, Jay Morrison, Mo Egger. If you're a UC Bearcats fan, they have stuff there. NBA, Major League Baseball, national coverage. Jay Glazer they have covering the NFL. So whatever you're looking for, The Athletic has it. But if you're going to subscribe, get a discount. And you can right now. Again, theathletic.com/lockedonbengals. I'm James Erpine. Thank you so much for listening today. Back at it tomorrow. Quick reminder to follow us on Twitter @JamesErpine, @LockedOnBengals, and subscribe. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, by the way. It helps get the word out to other Bengals fans that this podcast exists. We're the only Bengals daily podcast out there. You get your daily Bengals fix with us. Thanks for listening today on the Locked On Bengals podcast.